Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary whisperer, back with another dose of real talk on healthy boundaries, protect your peace. You know that feeling when you're constantly saying yes to everything, even when you're stretched thin and your inner voice is screaming, no. We've all been there, right? It's like we're programmed to be people pleasers, but guess what? Saying no isn't a sign of selfishness, it's an act of self-respect. And trust me, learning to say no without feeling guilty is a superpower. Today, we're diving deep into the transformative power of saying no. It's more than just a word, it's a statement of your values, your priorities, and ultimately, your well-being. Ready to unlock this powerful tool? Let's go. First off, understanding why you feel guilty saying no is crucial. Often, it stems from societal conditioning. We're told that being helpful and agreeable is always good, right? But let me tell you, constantly putting others' needs before your own creates a recipe for burnout and resentment. Remember, you can be kind without being a doormat. Saying no allows you to protect your energy and resources so you can show up authentically for the things and people that truly matter. Next, recognize that saying no doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. It can be as simple as stating your boundaries politely. Try phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm already committed," or, "Thank you for thinking of me, but it wouldn't be a good fit right now." You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. Your time and energy are valuable, and you have the right to use them wisely. Speaking of boundaries, having clear ones in place makes saying no much easier. This means identifying your priorities, values, and limits. What drains you? What lights you up? Once you know what matters most, it becomes clearer what you can and cannot say yes to. It's like setting a GPS for your life, guiding you towards what's truly fulfilling. Another key takeaway is practicing self-compassion. Learning to say no is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble or feel guilty. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them derail your progress. Remember, every time you say no with intention and clarity, you're strengthening your sense of self-worth and paving the way for healthier relationships. Ever notice how saying yes to everything can leave you feeling overwhelmed and depleted? Saying no, on the other hand, creates space for what truly matters. Whether it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply enjoying some well-deserved downtime. Let's get real for a minute. Imagine this. You're invited to 3 different social events in 1 weekend. You already have a busy schedule and you're feeling the pressure to be social. But deep down, you know you need some time to recharge. You could go to all 3 events, leaving yourself exhausted and feeling resentful by Sunday night. Or, you could politely decline 1 or 2 invitations, prioritizing your well-being and creating space for rest and relaxation. Which scenario feels more empowering? Saying no doesn't mean you have to be antisocial. It simply means being intentional about how you spend your time and energy. By setting healthy boundaries, you create room for the things that truly matter. Relationships that nourish you, experiences that inspire you, and activities that bring you joy. Remember, saying no is not a rejection of others, it's an affirmation of yourself. So, my friends, are you ready to unlock the power of no? Start small. Decline 1 unnecessary request this week, set boundaries with someone who constantly demands your time, or simply prioritize saying yes to things that truly light you up. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boundary boost. Let's spread the love of self-respect and healthy communication 1 no at a time. Until next time, stay empowered and keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.